For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. The union representing more than 600 workers at the Remington Firearms plant in Ilion, New York, says most of its members have been laid off. The United Mine Workers of America says the workers are losing their health coverage at the end of the month, and other contractual benefits will also end. Remington, which was founded in Herkimer County in 1816, has not responded to a request for comment. The company, which has struggled financially in recent years, filed for bankruptcy in July. A state filing from the company dated July 28th and amended on October 23rd says all 701 employees at the plant will be laid off. I spoke with Cecil Roberts, president of the United Mine Workers of America, which at one time represented more than 1,000 workers at the facility.
With almost no notice at all, they've terminated everybody here. That's one thing. You're losing your job, right? The second thing is they're cutting off their health care at the end of the month. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Not you personally, but your listening audience here. Here we are in America. People have been given their lives to this company. Some people have been there for many, many years, and some people may have just started there recently. But this is some position they've taken where they can earn middle-class wages and benefits and be represented by a union. Now, out of nowhere, this company is terminating all of their employees and cutting off their health care. Now, you've got people with serious illnesses here. You have people scheduled for surgery here. You've got people, I'm sure, with kids at home that are sick and need medical coverage. You've got people, I guarantee you, there are people on prescription drugs here with costs over $1,000, $2,000 a month. Now we're unemployed, if you're a worker there, and without health care. So is this really how things should work in the United States of America? Congress needs to stop this. This is happening everywhere in this country, and it's much worse right now with this pandemic that's been going across the country. If Congress doesn't pass some legislation to keep some of these industries afloat, whether it's state or federal government, whether it's the airline industry, whether it's people who work the postal service, there's going to be more and more layoffs, and the economy is going to continue to fall. But in this particular situation, on top of all that, we've got people who are without health care at the end of the month, without a job now, and bankruptcy judge gives employers who are filing bankruptcy just about anything they want. Now, that's the way it works.
Remington entered bankruptcy in July. So has the Ilion plant been operating since then?
There's been a reduction in the workforce there. And right now, they have about 22 of our people that will be employed for some period of time, and we're not sure how long that is. But the termination notice was for everybody was just announced. And so we have been working, and when I say working, is trying to cooperate with the potential new owners here, because we have two objectives here, obviously, as representative of the workers. One is to make sure these workers receive what they are entitled to under the current collective bargaining agreement, which would include their pay based on whatever years of service they have, or the severance pay, which the company's denying. And we'll try to keep people working as long as possible, also with the current employer. But our main goal outside of that is for this new employer to operate this plant at a high level and provide employment to the workers who are working for Remington. That's the longer-term goal here. We've been hopeful that the new employer would be moving in to Ilion and re-employing these workers who have been employed by Remington, and that hasn't happened yet. That's a That's something we're trying to accomplish here also. We want to save the plant. We want to save the jobs.
And that new company that you mentioned, Roundhill Group, it has been reported that Roundhill said that the terminated workers at the Ilion plant may be brought back later on a piecemeal basis. Does the union believe that to be the case?
They told us the same thing. We've been all over this bankruptcy. We have a bankruptcy firm we've used out of Alabama, and they have been in every one of these hearings representing the interest of the workers at Ilion. As soon as we realized we were involved to the extent we can be legally with the bidding process, the last thing we wanted was somebody to buy the plant and shut it down permanently. We tried to work with potential buyers. Then we tried to work with the Roundhill Group to say, look, we need employment here as soon as we can. The community, by the way, when you get past the situation with our people, which I've tried to outline here, this is going to be devastating to the community, too, because you know, every small business in that area depends on these workers making decent wages in order to support their businesses. So this is going to be a blow to the economy. The elected officials in that area have been very supportive of trying to keep the plant open, we're trying to do two things here. We're trying to contend with somebody that's trying to get out of town, and they really don't care how they leave, obviously, and how many problems they leave behind. We're trying to contend with them and put as much pressure on them to do the right thing. And at the same time, we want to welcome the new employer in and work with them and make their business profitable, because it's important to all of us. It's important to the workers to have jobs, and it's important to the union to see that our people have jobs, and it's important to the community that happens. And everybody's pulling in the same direction except people trying to leave town.
Now, Remington was founded in Ilion in 1816, but its footprint, as we've talked about in New York, has been dwindling in recent years. In 2018, about 900 people worked at the Herkimer County plant, and as of this year, it was 700. Now, given a number of factors, including gun control measures such as New York SAFE Act, is a firearms plant of the scale that we once saw in Ilion still viable?
And I think so. This is not about gun control to us. People buy all types of guns. They buy shotguns, they buy rifles, and they use them for sporting events. They use it for target practice. They use it to hunt, rifles and shotguns to hunt. I believe that guns are going to be made in this world, okay? And the question is, where are they going to be made? And we prefer those guns to be made in America by workers that are represented by organized labor. And the question and debate about what kind of guns people make, that's the companies make, that's a different question here. But right now, our focus, and I think the workers' focus, is we need to preserve these jobs. And trying to make this a debate about, well, maybe we should just shut every plant in the country down, and then we'll import whatever we want, as people want to buy in the United States. People are not going to stop buying shotguns. They're not going to stop buying rifles. There's another separate debate to be held here, obviously, and to try to make that part of the conversation here, I think, is unfair to these workers. These what they make at the Ilion plant will be made somewhere, and we are contending that the people who have jobs now or had jobs up until this recent event of terminating everybody should retain those jobs. And certainly should retain their health care, their jobs, and the contract that they ratified. And employers should abide by that contract. It would seem to me, where you stand on the debate about guns, that you would also say that workers should be treated correctly and fairly in this country.
Cecil Roberts is the president of the United Mine Workers of America. Cecil, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. It's been nice talking to you. Thanks for the opportunity.